Penguin Random House Audio presents Deadfall by Linda Fairstein. Performed for you by Barbara Rosenblatt. Every man's life ends the same way. It is only the details of how he lived and how he died that distinguish one man from another. Ernest Hemingway. Chapter 1. I had stared at death before. I was way too familiar with the vagaries of murder. I had seen it flex its muscles on the cracked pavement of New York City sidewalks and behind grimy stairwells and housing projects. I knew that doormen and the most expensive properties lining Central Park were often as powerless to stop it from entering the dwellings they guarded as the less fortunate who encountered it in random exchanges with strangers on the street. I had comforted many of the shattered lives that murder left in its wake and tried to do justice for them in a court of law for more than a dozen years. But I had never held death in my arms until tonight. I had never cradled a killer's prey against my body. A life extinguished in an instant, while the blood dripped out onto my chest and pooled in my lap until the police arrived to release me from death's grip. "You don't have to stay in here, Miss Cooper," the older of the two uniformed cops said to me. "The medical examiner says you can wait in her office."
"I'm good for now," I said. "Thank you."
"It's not healthy," he said. "What you're doing, that is, staring at a dead man."
I was standing in the autopsy room at the morgue.